It has been 6 weeks since hundreds of asylum seekers, mostly from Africa, had to vacate the Portland Expo, and the housing search for these nearly 450 people continues. More than half have moved into permanent housing, but dozens more families are waiting, either in the city's shelter or in the private homes of local hosts. Patty White recently caught up with two families living together in Freeport.
When you get a new roommate, whether you know them or not, you can typically expect to be able to talk with them about how to navigate your new living situation. But when Alex Abbott, Jenny Melville, and their daughter Grace opened their Freeport home to new roommates, they got five of them. And they all speak Lingala, a language from the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
It's probably one of the hardest things is the difficulty of communication.
That's Alex Abbott. His wife, Jenny Melville, says the two families have found a common language, sort of.
Well, we both speak some pretty bad French, and then there's Google Translate. And so between our bad French and Valentin and Julien, they speak good French, so we can communicate. It's not a nuanced communication, but we can get the basics.
Valentin and Julien, who don't want to share their last name because of their asylum case, arrived at Abbott and Melville's door on a Sunday afternoon about a month ago with their three children, ages 2, 4, and 10. It was yet another stop in their months-long journey from the Democratic Republic of the Congo to the U.S. Valentin, speaking through a translator, says they were nervous about moving into a home with strangers.
Just as you know, when you're meeting somebody for the first time that you're not familiar with, you'll feel a little uncomfortable. But it took us a few days to feel very comfortable because we find that they're very good people, caring people.
As a host home, the primary obligation for Abbott and Melville is to provide a temporary place to stay that allows the family to be independent. That means, in part, giving space for Valentin and Julien to store their own food and cook their own meals.
Okay, so we're coming into the kitchen, and you can see this is where we share. So we emptied out this cabinet for them, so they have all their food here, so they don't have to worry about, is this ours, is this yours?
In the kitchen, each family also has their own designated fruit and veggie bowl. Melville then heads upstairs.
And then up here is what was our kids' playroom, and it's a really good thing that I was so lazy and didn't get rid of all the toys.
Just off the playroom, the family of five is split between a guest room and a bedroom that used to be occupied by Melville and Abbott's adult son. Their 17-year-old daughter, Grace, is still at home. She says she wasn't sure at first about becoming a host family because their lives were already so busy. But now she makes a point to spend time with their new roommates, especially the kids.
Because it's really easy to, like, bond with them without language. And my friends love it. Like, we come here and eat lunch here, like, every day, like, in the middle of a school day. And usually Ariel is here, sometimes Blessing's here, and we'll draw or play outside.
One of my favorite memories is one night Grace had a whole bunch of her friends over, and we were sitting with John, who's 10, doing a puzzle. And all these guys, all these like 17, 18, 19-year-old guys came in and they were hanging out with him. And this is before he spoke any English. His English is, after just 4 weeks in school, is so much better. And they were just having the best time, like doing this puzzle with him and hanging out with him and relating to him. And they had no language in common.
The two families have formed a connection, though the details of why Valentin and Julien left the Democratic Republic of the Congo are unclear. Valentin declined to talk about it during our interview. Regardless of what led them to Maine, Gray says it's just nice to experience people from a different culture on a daily basis.
In Freeport, where I live, it's a pretty sheltered place, and we don't have a ton of exposure to different ways of life, different people at all, really. There's not a ton of diversity in any context, so it's cool, and it's just new people to bond with.
And Valentin says, even in a short period of time, his family has learned many things about American culture from the Abbott Melville family.
Things that stood out to me with the American culture is the fact that, first of all, they're very strict in terms of time. They tend to keep the time. That's something we naturally never do. And second, honesty. They really want us to be honest. Besides, they don't keep grudge.
As hosts, Melville says her family has tried not to interfere with their guests' lives, but they have helped with things like registering the kids for school and connecting the family to English lessons. She says she asked Valentin and Julien early on whether that was okay. Valentin says he almost can't believe how helpful the family has been.
we were puzzled by their welcome, because even people who are from our country, our kinsmen, will never welcome us the way they did. How can you live under the same roof with people that you don't know, people you're not familiar with? And we feel like what they have done is a lifetime lesson for us, that we should never discriminate people, no matter how they look, they're still human beings. And we believe that we're very grateful to this family, and wherever we'll go, we'll never forget them.
On Saturday, the family's moving into their own place in Portland. But Valentin says they'll be back to visit, because in the U.S., he says, Alex, Jenny, and Grace are the closest thing to family they have. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
And on Monday, you can tune into Maine Calling for a conversation and update on the status of asylum seekers in Maine.